Begin the Gemara and Daven says the Bama Tzidav Lamed Hey. Begin with Beis. Begin with Tzidav Lamed. The bigger the mood, the more Rav Ami says because Shomri Me'achra Zasa. It's when you finish the days of the announcement. Which Tzidav says really. Sometimes we can say Shili on Neisa. The end of Peregrin Neisa. Subedav Kav Dal Med Beis. The Amar Rava says the same Rava. Achve Adachis. Show your Adachasa. Well, that's the other Pinyagim over here, and the Hasam over there must be Rava Garcina. Why? The Amar from the fact that he says, "Well, Marhu the Amar," but you, the master, are the one who says that Achrayis Toy Seifer, who that Achrayis Toy Seifer. I mean, if you don't mention the insurance on the document, it's a scribal error. I know Rava. As Rava, the Pasuk came Leel Baragama. He's the one who rules like this. Enough to Rava in the base, so it is Rava, and that contradicts what he says over here. Yeshem says what he can say is Achvi Le Adachasich. Why is he saying Shomi Adachasich? Isn't he saying over here it's when the days of Achraz are finished? He means because the Shaprik Siva, if it was written well, which is that's the Adachasa, that's that the document, the Achrazta is the announcement that happens after it, have a Goldimiyam Nachrazasa, then you'll collect from the day of Nachrazah. But we have to check the document. The document is that the Adachasa. Now, the Ista Garsi B'Shmaitin, those who the Girsa is in the Sugya, Rava Amar, Rava says, Mechimata Adachasa Liyode, that when the Adachasa comes to his hand, and Ubasahachi, Rabba. And after that, it mentions Rabba. Oh, well, if he's there, according to that, also he tried to repeat this. So then it makes more sense. Hahi, the Hanoise, that sogia of Hanoise. Rabba is the one who says, when the Adachasa comes to his hand. But Rabba is the one, like we're saying, who says that that it's when it finishes the days of the Achraza. But then Taisa has to clarify. He says, Ubehikin Rabba. Labaya, then comes out that it's not Rabba, it's actually Rava before Abaya, and coming before Rabba, why would Rava and Abaya with Tamidim of Rabba be before that? Mishum da Adachasa, very simple, because the Adachasa, which is not a document, comes before the actual announcement, so we'll mention his opinion first. And the Abaya, and the words of Abaya, Dhamma that he says, it's the witnesses with their signatures that merited for the person, so that's why Rava comes before Abaya, because it makes more sense to explain Abaya's teaching. We're going to first say Rava that it depends on the Chasa, and then, in other words, of Abaya, that you don't even need the giving of the Chasa. It's actually from one of the side. Mirshat Tvei Lashanais, it makes more sense to teach it Basa Devi Rava Mekoidim, after the words of Rava, that it's even from beforehand. Next, this must begin with the words of Gemara. Tach zepar lebayim mashad. You give back the cow to the original owners. So Taisa explains, "Ain the fash." Don't explain the reason for his opinion. Mishum the amalei maskel asecha, because the owner tells to the renter, "What I mean, parasi gabach. My cow is by you, meaning because the shilum demel. The shil is paying you. What's he paying you for my cow? So you have my cow." In the money, says no. Don't explain his opinion like that because the Pekah Shogat Gemara later on the Psalim Bavim based Boyer on Bachama. Ramachma has the following question: a husband and his wife's assets Seicher Hava is considered as a renter or Yishol Hava is considered as a borrower. Heicha the Igra Par Ma'alma, where she rented a cow from someone else. Then Sifah and she got married. Alib Drabanan according to Drabanan, Vadi Baila Pater. For sure, the husband is Pater. From the ishta imed b'malachte, because his wife is with him in the work that he's doing, and that's considered borrowing with the owners, and therefore it's going to be exempt because that's when you're with the bailam, you're exempt. Some have the next text, some don't. The ish chayev is kedin seicher, that a woman is liable like the herself because she's a seicher. But according to Rabban, there's no question. Kita Bailach says, oh, the question is limited to Biyasi. According to Biyasi, what's the question? Shoyl Havam, would you say that he's a borrower, that is Leschayiv, Labayal Mershayim, that he would be liable to the original owners, B'mesa Gadarka, when it dies in the normal way? Ay, Secha Havam, Upatar, would you say he's a renter, and that he's going to be exempt? Because he's not Chayiv for Oinus of Misa. Now, says Tayseb, Hashta Hasan now over there, Kim the Rabban, it's in the Korn Rabban, Habal Pater, Minaisha. The husband's exempt from the woman Mishum Davashel Levan because that's borrowing with the owner, she's working with him. So Lais Chayb Name Lerbiesi, the Bible Mirshainim. So then according to Rabbi Yasi also, you shouldn't be Chayb for the original owners. If the svar was would be like we had said, that's what Tosfos is proving now. Why should it be any different? Just like Drabbanon, you're not going to pay because Baal Abimah contributes. Baal Shos be potter to pay because Baal Abimah. Comes out that Rabbi agrees that the husband doesn't pay to the Baal Merushainim, because all Rabbi said was it's in place of the Yubat Hashem would pay to the Seicher. So Elatam Rabbi Yisi Hava rather says this is not the reason Rabbi Yisi is like this. From the Savor, because he holds the Seicher like Kani, the Seicher doesn't acquire it. Ella b'shvua, only with his oath. Now, maski yoimeloi, and the owner is telling him, dal ant betal shvuasach, I don't want you and your oath. Meshdina dina b'hadi shayl, you only get it when you swear. I don't want your oath. I don't need your oath. I'm going to go and litigate with the borrower. And v'filim yashayidim shem eisegadark, and even if there's witnesses who say that it died in a normal way, yena sechet tzach l'shava, that the renter doesn't have to swear. But still, he only acquires it by bringing the witnesses. But Yimlin, you can tell him, look, I'm exempting you from bringing the witnesses. And therefore, you're never going to acquire it. So therefore, I get it from the Shaykh. The ones of the Rabban hold no. The Seicher Kanela, the Misa. The Seicher acquires it automatically with the death, because he's Patra Nainza. So he gets answer, so he does not chayiv, and then he gets it from the one that he lent it to. And therefore, says Taisus, what comes out is that Upligi b'dibra makshva matarit should be gemar. That really, Rav Yisi is like the Havamina, and Rabban is like Naskana. Of the gemar's question and answer. And there it seems in Mamaskar Atzmai Hayisham, it says Taisus, it would seem that if the renter himself was there, b'shas shemesa b'yad shayl at the time that it died in the hand of the borrower, that Rav Yisi yoytel de Rabban. That then Rav Yisi would agree to the pin Rabban. Doesn't bother Kani labem misagreed that for sure he acquires it automatically by the death. Because the bar doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't need shavua. It doesn't need witnesses. Or, so it's automatic. Then they would agree that he would get the rights to it. Now he says, not to begin with the words of the Gemara, which the Bach says that this ties with the next one is one. Agrokof yom b'shayla tzadiyim. So he rented him in 100 days. He rented him for 90 days. So hashta comes out. It may say if it dies. Chayiv shtei paras, so is chayiv two paras l'secher to the renter. Achas shtei shaloi, one that it should be his that he owes him. Achas she has v'malacha yud yomim, and one is simply for the remaining amount of work of the extra 10 days. V'chazir l'maskir, and that he should give it back to the owner, because this is what Tais is coming to answer. Aval isha eluam, but if he had borrowed it back for kufim 100 days, l'ischev l'irak achas shalshal, then it only be chayiv to one of the borrowing. You wouldn't have to have another one for the renter because he's not renting it. The next is not to begin with the words of Gemara, or it's part of it. Igre peyim, so he rents it back to, for 80 days, which says really says how the Muslim name really the Gemara could have said igre tzadigim. He rents it back for 90 days. Ella, it's only lefisha b'sheila hutzach lefachas, as we said in the previous tases, by the borrowing you have to do less so that there's still some left for the renting to chayv two cows. So by the renting back, you also minimize. That's one shot. Although you have another approach, you could say, the agrid tzadig yoyim, if he had rented it back for 90 days, which would be the entire amount of how much the original owner borrowed it back for, then no. Then it's like as if he gave him money to like nullify the borrowing. Because it's not going back to him after the renting to complete the days of the borrowing, because he rented it back for the total amount of days that he had borrowed it. And the Ihadur Sheile Ayin Yoyim, or some of the Gears Pei Yoyim, Lo Yisrael Rak Achas the Sheile Udeschis Kof Yoyim, or some have Chaf Yoyim. But Al Kapanim, it would only be one, and therefore that's what you have to do. You wouldn't have any more the extra one of the it would be nullifying the she'ela. So therefore that's why it had to be even by the renting 10 less. And that's actually how you explain now the first, what we mentioned the previous tesis. If he had borrowed it for 100 days, the mehas chiros, which Rabbi Yehuda says Kimeasker is the same amount of time how much the original rent one rented was. It's like it's as if he's nullifying the original rental. For his chayav klum, he's not going to owe him anything. So therefore, that's why it had to be there also minus 10. Now, Masnitin and our Mishnah das Seicher have a bailim, the shoyl l'rabbanim. Tais is coming to answer or question over here regarding how this relates to the halacha of our Mishnah. That why don't we say that the schiris is batal this that he lends it to someone else? The Tais is saying that the Mishnah where the Seicher have a bailim the shoyl, it's like he's the owner of the one who's borrowing from him. The Rabban, according to Rabban in our Mishnah, as we said, because he pays it to him. So, Imairi, if it's talking about Shleishol Kol Yimei Aschiris, if it's talking about that didn't borrow the entire amount of how much he had rented it from the original owner, Asishap, it makes sense, because after the days of when he borrowed it, Taksla Seicha goes back to the Seicha to finish up the amount of days. So, he's like the owner. Now, the truth is, Vafilim Eshelo Kol Yimei Aschiris. The truth is, even if he borrowed the entire days of the Aschiris, however, Kimin Shibachrayas Aschir, since ultimately the owner has responsibility, is the renter Magneva Vaved or Bashir from forget loss or stolen or negligence. If he was with the borrower when he was doing work, does Ashel Potter within the bar would be exempt, but the renter would be liable. So that's why we could still call him the owner. Because it says Tyson Balhach over here, what we're discussing, if he had borrowed it for the 100 days, Asaycha Patim called up, then the rent would be totally exempt. And that's why that would be a total bittul. In contrast to the case of Mishnah, even with the same amount of time, it wouldn't be a total bittul. That's what Tais is coming to address.